the labor movement has historically not been a big part of organizing low-wage workers. However, we see that that can be changed and that we can help them realize how important it is to have low-wage workers have low-wage workers organized and have their rights and have decent working conditions for all workers. The Canadian auto workers have been working with Starbucks employees in order to unionize, and today we have Jeff Keithley of the Canadian auto workers here to speak to you.
Thanks, Shannon. One of the things you've got to recognize, the fact that this is not, the $6 an hour training wage is part of a broader strategy. It's a cheap labor strategy for British Columbia. When you tie that in with the reduction of the four-hour shift down to two-hour shift, when you tie that into the effective dismantling of the Employment Standards Branch, you find out that what they're really trying to do is divide and conquer. Now, this is nothing new. Genghis Khan used divide and conquer. Julius Caesar used divide and conquer. Hitler used divide and conquer. And the Restaurant Association and Liberal government in Victoria using divide and conquer. Each one of these are making what they consider a business decision. It's nothing personal, it's just business. The problem is, it isn't even very smart business. Because if you're running a restaurant trying to get a two-hour shift at $6 an hour to cover the peak, somehow you think you're bright enough to garner all of those people, and every other employer is trying to do exactly the same thing. And the fact of the matter is, the dinner rush comes when the dinner rush is, and you can't do 2 hours one dinner rush and then go to someplace else and do it. And so you're going to create a huge body of workers who are absolutely desperate. And that group is used to divide those who are somewhat stronger. We see this at the bargaining table. This is not just something that unemployed or non-union workers are feeling. We're seeing our own employers at the bargaining table. They actually say to us, we paid a lot of money to change this law, and we're entitled to get the benefits. And our answer is, no, you're bloody well not entitled to get the benefits, and you're not going to get the benefits. Now, we're doing a lot of organizing amongst low-wage workers, and lots of other unions are as well, because, quite frankly, that's where the organizing has got to come. Just as we need to bring up third world workers so they don't drag down the first world, we need to bring up low wage workers so they don't drag down other workers. We've got to find solidarity across the different jobs, and that means organizing. We're prepared to work with those who want to work with us. So keep in mind, we're talking cheap labor strategy, and you can't find a successful economy in this world that's built on cheap labor. We need good quality, high quality work in this province, and that means decent wages, good spending power. Thanks very much.